Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Everyone uses their phone differently and in different places. The early risers use it here. The night owls use it here. And the never sleepers, good luck using it here. Wherever you are, you get more coverage with Xfinity Mobile because it auto-connects to millions of secure Wi-Fi hotspots and the best LTE everywhere else. It's wireless reimagined. Click, call, or visit XfinityMobile.com. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires residential postpay Xfinity Internet. Actual savings vary and are not guaranteed. For Xfinity Mobile broadband disclosures, visit Xfinity.com/mobile.
Now this is Hollywood Unlocked. Yo, it's Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. I'm Jason Lee.
And I'm Melissa Ford, a.k.a. The Curve Queen.
Yo, it's DJ Damus. Let's get it started.
Okay, listen, we've not gotten Meghan Markle in here yet or Queen Elizabeth, but we have a queen that everybody has been demanding that we bring to the show, Lil' Kim.
Mm-hmm, finally.
I don't even know. This should have happened a long time. She be playing. You are the worst at texting and answering your phone. You do not answer. If somebody says they call Lil' Kim and she says something, it's not true.
You always say that when you text me. It's not true. It's true, but it is not true.
You're the nicest person. You just, if you get you on the phone, do you like the phone?
No, I don't. You're
just not a fan of the phone?
I like in person better, but I do call you back.
You do.
It's just that I don't call you back after I call you back.
Yeah. If you're on a show where you need a lifeline and you can only call one person.
Don't call me.
don't call me.
Because okay. You don't even never know who might have my phone.
No. Okay, listen. So we got you something.
Hey.
So
here's the deal. Those are so beautiful. Oh, look at that.
Now listen.
How about this? It's my birthday and I ain't get shit.
You got my phone number and I
this is for me?
Yeah, no, that's for
Has
you.
Has this ever happened
We've never given
show?
Flowers to anybody.
Jason, Have you we? Really do love
Wendy.
Me.
Oh, to Wendy Williams. That,
to
Wendy,
to we all gave the Wendy queens.
Okay.
But let me tell you, I started with Wendy, but you usually we give like ball gags, anal beads,
yeah.
All types
oh,
of.
Shit. Yeah.
We never, you ain't about
I
to.
Love
you
this.
From
Brooklyn. They smell nice.
They smell so pretty.
Smell
but we started
nice.
With Wendy because I said, you know, for the people that are like the trailblazers that we love, that I love, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, that have that have important parts
smell
of my
roses.
History.
Oh, so
it's important
beautiful.
To give flowers while, you know, while people
he
are with us.
He loves me not. He loves me not.
Wait, are you talking about this young
I
man?
I knew it was Kim.
you, now, Kim came in with the squad, but she was only close to makeup artists and this man over here.
I couldn't talk about you. You love me, Jason. Or
I love
you. Love me not.
I love you a lot.
I love you too.
Yeah, I told Wendy, I said, you know, my mother found out I was gay when I was in my room playing hardcore. I was grown enough for her to know that I was gay, but I was rapping, you know, because we had never heard nothing like that.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I've told Kim this before and she's like, nigga, you knew you was gay.
Did I say that?
No. You're nice.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, Kim, you know what? You have a reputation for being one of the sweetest people in this industry. Like, it, whenever your name comes up, the next thing people say is, oh my gosh, she's so sweet. Aww. Oh my gosh, she's so nice.
Yeah.
Like, and you... you know, it's not even an argument. You are a legend in this business. You've seen so much. You've been through so much. Like, how do you maintain, like, just not being a dick? Because you, honestly, no, because you could have, like, a real sense of entitlement at this point in your life, you know, with everything that you've accomplished.
That's a huge compliment. Thank you. It's hard, though, sometimes because some people are not very nice to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, most of my fans, you know, they're... they're very respectful. But then you get the ones that don't care if you're in the bathroom, don't care if you're with your daughter, don't care. And then they're aggressive. Like, I want this picture. I want it, you know. And you still, I still try to maintain a sense of, because I understand, like, you know, they'll never probably get this chance again. So I like, okay, you know, sometimes I'm. And then I also believe in, you know, because I'm an icon.
Don't do that.
There's no air quotes.
No, because there's no air quotes.
Because it's an icon. You are an icon.
I get a lot of criticism for being honest. And every, you know, people nowadays with social media throw shit around all day. They're the king of this, the queen of that, they're the icon of this, icon of that. And no, you don't do that because you've earned that.
Yeah.
And you know that.
I mean, well, you know, I guess I do that because some people would want to argue. Go ahead and argue. I guess that's my quote. Go ahead and argue, but.
No, to piggyback off of Melissa was saying, I remember when I was working for Revolt with Puff, y'all had a video shoot with you, Puff, King Los, and the way they received you when you came in the room just showed me, like, man, this is crazy. Like, first of all, to be in that room was crazy, but to watch how Puff got so excited when he seen you, it was like such a major thing. It's like, wow, this is the queen right here. He's like, the queen is here. I'm like, no, for real, she is here.
Yeah. He's always been my big brother that's been very protective. And very, like, he always appreciated me. Like, Christmas, I would get all the good gifts from him. I got the chinchillas. Mama Cones was like, oh, yeah, my son loved you because I didn't get the chinchilla for Christmas. He gave all the girls fur coats, and I got the chinchilla. She was like, I didn't get the chinchilla.
When you were talking about fans, how they run up on you and don't know, when that PETA person ran up on you, they thought you was Kim from Lodi or from what city?
Yeah,
they forgot you was from Brooklyn.
Yeah, they forgot. They found out quick, though.
But you've been rocking furs for years.
Yeah.
I mean, the chinchilla, I don't even think I knew what a chinchilla was until you said
it. That's facts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I love fashion. Mm-hmm. It was a part of fashion. I'm used to this type of stuff, though. You know, every time I go to Marc Jacobs shows, they're always outside of his shows because, you know, he still uses fur and all that stuff. But I also wear stuff that I like. If I see a fur coat that's not a real fur coat and it's just cute, I'm going to wear it. You know, that's just how it is.
So fashion and rap now go hand in hand, in particular because of the trail that you've blazed.
Exactly, exactly.
We just recently saw Missy Elliott honored at the VMAs, and watching her and watching just the way that she's been a trailblazer in video.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you get the credit for that, or do you and do you care?
I care anymore. I don't really care. I don't think I get all the credit I deserve, but I don't really care. Honestly, I'm just being me. I'm just doing me right now. Like, if I wasn't Little Kim, I'd still be walking around, fly, you know.
But what would you do if you weren't the Little Kim that we know?
That's a good question.
What would I do? I would probably be an architect.
Really?
I'd probably be an architect, I would definitely be a fashion designer because I've always wanted to do that. I would probably be a.
What about interior design?
I was gonna say that too. I love that. I love just walking into new homes.
So do you go to Z Gallery on the weekend?
I love Z Gallery.
You know what?
Z Gallery is fly.
I don't have time, but I'm always my favorite channel is HGTV. Okay,
really?
Yes. I watch HGTV a lot.
I had interviewed Kathy Ireland once, one of the supermodel who was on Sports Illustrated and all that.
And now she's got this massive empire of home goods.
She's become super wealthy off of home interior design, window paint, stuff like that. Is that something that we could see the evolution
of?
Yes,
very much so. I love that. Like, I love fabrics. I love picking out fabrics and just picking out, you know, material.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fun to me, you know? I love decorating.
Little known fact, I actually paid homage to this one right over here with my first magazine cover.
Don't tell me you were squatted down with the pink thing over your pussy.
I was wearing a one-piece bathing suit.
Where can we find this?
It's everywhere. It was my very first Black Men's Magazine cover. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
no, nationwide.
Lady. Yeah, she's the first lady, really,
she's
though.
So sweet. You don't know what that feels like coming from you, but I paid homage to her, and it was the exact same pose, and I was terrified.
What?
Because you had so much, you seemed to have so much confidence, and I didn't have it at the time. I just had to act like I did. And that magazine cover was like, it hit.
Yeah.
You know, so thank you for the inspiration.
Aww, you're welcome.
I really, and I've just loved to watch, you know, just, you know, the evolution of Kim, and just, I love the photography. One of my favorite things was to see you shoot with David LaChapelle.
Oh, yeah.
Are
David's special.
Yeah.
David's special. He's always had this weird artistic vision when it came to me, and it was only me. Mm-hmm. He would be like, we could be in the studio about to shoot, and he'd be like, let's go outside. Let's just go outside. And I'm like, go where? Like, it's 12 o'clock at night. Where are we going? He's like, I know a street that will let me shoot. I'm just going to go. And he took me in the middle of the street, in the middle of the night, 12 o'clock a.m. And he brought this bed frame. And he had his art team set it up in the middle of the street, put this bed in. And he's like, okay, sit in the middle of the bed. I'm like, okay. I have on all white and my hair's in two pigtails. So I sit in the middle of the bed, and he's looking at me. He's like, tells the art department, he goes, throw red paint in the middle of her crotch. I said, excuse me? What are you doing? He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, so he's like, lay back, open your legs. I'm like, hey, this is getting invasive right now. Like,
but he's a visionary.
And I just trusted him.
Like, yeah.
I really trusted
him. You were most definitely one of his muses because you were so, like, just... You're as prolific as he was.
Yes.
And insane, you know? Like, you guys were willing to cross lines in the, you know, in the name of artistry.
I really was.
But that's the question I have. Like, who is the visionary's visionary? Because, I've known Latifah for probably 27 years now. I just texted her earlier and said, congratulations being Ursula, because I never thought you'd be an octopus.
She looks so good.
Where the fuck she was.
She's awesome. Yeah.
But, you know, you look at her and how she's just evolved and done so many things, and you guys are friends.
Yep.
Who is the visionary's visionary? Because before it's ever happened, how do you create something that becomes so iconic that just, you know?
I feel like it's always just been something that was inside of me. Like, because I don't have just one visionary person or, like...
Inspiration.
Source of inspiration. Right? I don't have just one source. It's a couple of things that have come into my mind at one time. Mm. And those are the things that I remember. Because I know my mom said... When I was a baby, I used to go like if I was like crying or whatever, as soon as she put on Mahogany, you know that movie?
Yeah, Diana Ross.
And Lady Sings the Blues. Mm-hmm. She said I would just, and I was more fascinated, she said, with all of the costumes, and the outfits and the clothes. Mm-hmm. And I love Diana Ross, you know, it's like, I don't know. See, I always remember that.
I could see that. I could see her being a real source of your inspiration. And Mahogany still hits to this day.
She's going to play my mom, too. She told me when I do a movie in my life, she's going to play my mom.
Okay, so when you're in the creative, so what is the creative process for you? Because I know you're friends with people like Mark and Donatella and different people who are iconic in fashion. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're an inspiration for a lot of them.
Yeah, I tell you, that's how I met all of them. Like, but see, and that's the thing. I feel like fashion and music has always went hand in hand. And that's why Biggie worked. Because he came out and was like, look, I'm a big nigga. But I'm finna put on these Versace slides.
And Coogi sweaters.
And this Coogi sweater and these Versace shades. And I'm gonna make all you big niggas look good. And that's what he did. He made every big guy want to go and just put on something is sexy and fly, and it worked.
See, now I never got to see Tupac. Back in my era, Tupac, Biggie, still even today, the biggest rappers, period, ever. But I did get to see Big. And I think, if I remember, KML Summer Jam, were you there? I think you were there. Junior
Mott?
Yeah, you guys were there.
I feel like I was.
I never, till this day, till right now, have never seen another show like that.
Wow.
Junior Mafia, Biggie, you. Mm-hmm. It was just that was when I think Kelly Price, Nas, Busta Rhymes, that whole, Aaliyah, that whole show was iconic.
Yeah.
Who do you think gives that same energy now?
I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. How can I say this?
Big was in a class of his own and can't be replicated.
We all were in a class of our own, and you just can't duplicate certain things. Mm-hmm. But things can be different and alike in their own
and be
way.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just, it can be different and still alike. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You have to just look at it differently.
But
I don't care what nobody say. There's never going to be another Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Ever. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Argue with me all day.
Well, 50 said, Chris Brown is...
No, I love Chris. Chris is my baby.
He's his own thing.
That's my baby. I love him. that's my brother. I call him on the phone. He called me on the phone. But
and you pick up.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
When he's not having a yard sale. He's having a yard sale.
When I'm focused doing something, when he's not, because Chris goes off too. He spaced out sometimes. Yeah. He's got a lot.
He
going
blocked
on.
Us. I know. I love Chris.
You know what I always thought was the only to cut you off. No, go ahead.
Well, yeah, no, let her finish that point.
No,
yeah.
I was just going to say, as talented as I feel he is, he's not Michael. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Michael's just different, but Chris is different too. And he's dope. Like, if I had to pick someone who could be close to that, it would be Chris. Yeah. Yes.
But that's why I say, like, you can emulate, you can pay homage to. You could even say, I'm almost as good as.
Yeah.
But I do feel like there has to be a level of appreciation. I'm not even going to say respect, because respect is a word we just throw around.
Right.
Appreciation for how we all evolved into this thing we call music. Because you look at Michael Jackson, I don't know who before Michael, but he will say Sammy Davis Jr. or whoever.
Mm-hmm. James Brown.
I just feel like we're in a different place now where people don't do that as much.
Right. Appreciate what it was that you, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, what something is just what it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You just can't erase it. You cannot say it's different. You're not going to, I don't care how many times James Brown did the split or whatever. He's not going to do it like Michael.
Yeah.
Michael's not going to do it. You know what I'm saying?
But then you saw the BET Awards where Michael came out and put the cape over James Brown.
Right.
So still that same level of respect
Exactly. Because it's like, this is where I get this from.
And when Biggie walked out on that stage, mind you now, KML Summer Jam, 30,000 people. It's people everywhere. And you have all these big names. But I will say goosebumps, just electrifying. I can't even really just put it in words because you had to experience it. You had the privilege of experiencing it firsthand for years. But that's the hip hop that I miss. I'll tell you right now, we got this show on iHeart. We're syndicating all these urban stations all across the country. Mm-hmm. And I said, there was a little fear coming into it because I'm not a librarian of hip hop, but I love people. And I love to explore people. Like, we just had Casanova on the show. I don't know all of his music, but we had a great conversation about who he is as a person.
Yeah, he has a great personality.
Mm. Yeah, because some of this music now, I'm just kind of like, okay, I can't.
No, but speaking about the music, I mean, coming up in Philly, I love the Lox, right? The Lox was everything. It was gritty. They used to be the Warlocks. There's not a lot of MCs, let alone female MCs, that could rap next to the Lox like you did and shine like you did. Mm-hmm. You know, that really, to me, was what, when I think of Lil' Kim, is like, not just, she's a great female rapper. Who can, it's not a lot of people that can get on the track with the Lox, Chic, Styles, you know.
No, I know.
Jada Kiss.
Excuse me, Quiet Storm.
Exactly.
That was the one thing, because I was like, I'm not finna come up here and play. Because I felt the same way you felt about the Lox. I was like, damn, these niggas is nice. Like, I mean, lyrically, they was talking that street shit that I was talking. And I was just like, I can't. Puffy had that beat for a while. That was supposed to be the Lox record, but Puffy knew what it was. He was like, oh, no, I need this for mine. Because he could make it. I think he felt like he could make it bigger by putting me on it, putting Biggie on it.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I went to do my verse, I was like, I don't care how long this one take. I'm going to sit in this studio until I'm looked at as if, is that a nigga or a bitch on that track?
That's exactly the
feeling. I want
y'all
to have to figure it out. That's where I was going when I was writing.
But were you ever intimidated? Because to know you privately and to watch you on stage, I'd be like,
two different people.
This is Beyonce and Sasha Fierce.
Because
privately, she's hot. You know, then you get on that stage,
you
fucking everybody.
Well, you know, I still have to bring the sexy, you know, so I can get that handsome man right there.
Yeah, she got to, we going to sneak a video. Wait, so what, were you ever intimidated, though? Because
you know what? I'm not going to lie. I always knew I was nice, son.
Really?
Nice. Really? I love that.
I knew I had something special, and I knew with Biggie, like, being my coach, I knew that I was going to be great. Mm-hmm. When I knew I was real good.
You listen?
He used to call me a lieutenant. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you look on, like, some of the albums, and if you listen, he says lieutenant in some of the songs and stuff. He's talking about me. Mm-hmm. And he always called me a lieutenant because he said he could tell me something and I would put it into motion perfectly. Mm-hmm. He was like, whatever he told me to do, I did it perfectly. Mm-hmm. So he made me the lieutenant.
Well, he made you or you earned it. Because it ain't like you
a little
just
of
rolled
both.
Up. Yeah.
A little of both, because he already knew that I had what it took to be. You know, when Biggie passed, it could have been any one of us who had to be the one, you know.
But that era, I remember watching that on television and seeing you and Mary and Dana and just people, like, it was, you know, because, you know, you look at you and everybody watching is looking at you as just the icon, the the figure. Like, you're not a real person. I don't know how to explain that.
No, people, dress as her for Halloween. The purple.
That is such an homage.
She got Diana Ross to pat her titty on television.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, I don't think people look at you as a person. I do now because I know you, but I look at you, but before I knew you personally, I look at you as... You will go down as one of the greatest ever. If not the greatest.
Go down, honey. We live on.
Ooh. Okay.
Sips tea.
No, but speaking of living on, you know, Big did pass away, was it March 9th? Mm-hmm. And yeah, new album's title 9. Does that correlate in there at all?
Absolutely. So I'm a very spiritual person. I believe in spiritual connections. And one day I was talking kind of to myself, which, you know, we thinking. And some numbers popped in my head. Now, my favorite number is 7. Mm.
And that's my birthday, November 7th, tomorrow.
Thank you. It's tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
Shit.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, I'm like, okay, but 7's my favorite number. And then I heard God say to me, but 9 is your favored number. Mm. And I had to think about it because I was really trying to find a name for my album. And so when I thought about it, I was like, Doc, wait a minute. That's not coincidence. I'm like, Biggie passed away on March 9th. My daughter was born June 9th.
Have you ever wondered, how do the smartest marketers cut through the noise? I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. And welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing.
We went from Fortune 13 to Fortune 7 in 2 years.
You have no idea how incredibly empowering that was.
It was one of the best decisions I ever made.
Listen and subscribe to Math and Magic on Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcast. Here at iHeart, we know that if you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. In fact, that's the problem that NetSuite by Oracle has set out to solve. It's time to quit flying blind and unlock growth for your business with NetSuite. Schedule your free demo right now and receive your free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits. Go to netsuite.com/math. That's netsuite.com/math.
It was 9 members in Junior Mafia.
Wow.
And it's 2019. What divine number is 9? 9 is like the completion. Number.
Yes.
And so that's your number. Mm-hmm. Well, that's your other number, your favorite number.
My favorite number.
Okay, so we just had Remy here where we were talking to her about her parenting from prison. You didn't have a kid when you went
to
prison,
right? Thank God, yeah, no.
Because what I always say, I just met Martha Stewart at Fashion Week, and I said, there's only 3 people that I fuck with that have been to prison besides all my family. Kim, Remy, and Martha. Yeah. because
so you met all 3.
No, well, you know, all 3. You know, Martha was like, get this picture, get the fuck on. She was, you know.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. I got to thank God for Martha because she's the reason why I got less time.
Really?
Because the judge was like, let me tell you, because the judge was like, you know, Kimberly, I want to give you 3 years. That's what I want to do.
Damn.
Yeah, like, motherfucker, what? He's like, I want to give you 3 years, but I can't. Because I can't explain to the community how I give this little, this little black girl.
He said this in court?
Yes! He's like, I can't explain how I give this little black girl, okay, all this time for the same exact crime that Martha Stewart committed.
Right. So Martha paved the way.
Yeah. I think he still gave me more time than her, but at least it wasn't 3 years.
But why did you decide not to snitch? Because you were really big on following the code. You're besides your artistry, you're a fucking G. And really, like, for real, half the niggas in the game right now don't live up to the same code.
No, they do not.
We have renamed 6ix9ine Snitch 9 here at Hollywood Unlocked.
It's a different time.
But why is it okay, though?
I don't know if it's okay. It's okay, but, you know. That's just something that, you know, you can't really get into because everybody got their own little things or whatever. But I'm just from that's just generation where I'm from. That's how I was raised. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was taught. And it's just different. It's a different time. You know?
But now with this time and these people, I don't even know what to call them, you can do a getaway and be even more celebrated. So is it, because I think earlier I was on the plane coming here thinking, man, I need to start stunting for the gram to get these numbers up. But then I'm thinking, like, is it really all worth it in the end when you tell your, when your story is told? Or does it even matter?
Mm. I have no idea. This, I mean, look, it's the era of social media. Nothing's real. Just leave it at that.
You know what I mean? How do you deal with social media? Do you like social
because
media?
Because when we was doing what we was doing, everything was... We live what we actually did. Mm-hmm. Everything was real.
You weren't taking a picture in front of other people's cars and trying to put it in places. For real. I mean, I know real celebrity. You know, you're friends with Floyd Mayweather. We're both. Mm-hmm. He said to tell you hello. Keechee said to tell you hello. Also,
I tell him I say hello.
You know, I mean,
yeah, he's been my bestie for 10 years. Well, over 10 years.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to strangle him.
We all do.
I know.
It's a mutual feeling, but you know, like you know, he's even.
I love him. Go ahead.
He's even told me of people who's taking pictures of his car and put it out and acted like it was their car. So I mean, I don't know what that is. I can't bring myself to do it.
Maybe it's hard. Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's hard. I always have this saying. I had to learn how to be corny. I did.
We're on Instagram?
Yeah.
You're not corny. You were corny yesterday.
What did she do yesterday? I didn't see it.
They was trying to get her baited into this Instagram shit, and she was like, I'm not doing this. I'm running around her room. I'm like, why is she not calling me back? She was having fun.
I can't stand you.
But it was good. But it was good to see you. So do you just have fun with social media?
No, you know, some stuff is fun. I love it. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, you know, the bottom line is there are so many sides to you and, you know, to mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I want to be corny.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good for people to see your full personality.
Ain't nothing you do that's corny.
Ew.
But no, I want to go back to her favorite number because, you know, this is 9. You say, like, it's just whatever year it is.
We're in 2019.
Now. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It was big for me when I seen you pieced up everything with Lil C's. I felt like that was full circle moment right there.
Yeah,
I feel like a lot of fans of Junior Mafia really loved that happened.
Yeah, it was a very big part of 9. It was a very big part of my spiritual awakening. You know what I mean? And that's how, you know, that number is a very big part. And that was definitely not done for the gram. It was really done for the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And it was done for the family. And at the end of the day, you know, it's like sometimes, and he's family, you know what I mean? And sometimes when people are willing to admit to their mistakes and just like when they're really showing that they're trying, it's no need to hold a grudge,
mm-hmm.
you know, or it's no need to. I'm very stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
When someone hurts me or my heart or whatever, it's hard.
One day you texted me and said, I'm not mad at you anymore. I said, how did you get mad at me? The fuck did
She forgave you, Jason.
So mad.
Let me explain something to you. There are certain people that I don't give a fuck how mad they are.
Yep,
you know who they are.
True.
I'm not going to say no names today because y'all waiting for me to say names and I ain't going to say no name, but fuck, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, but you, like,
what did Jason do?
I'll tell you. She ain't never took me to dinner to tell me what the hell she was mad at.
She forgave you, though.
I was like, it's okay, we'll talk about it over dinner.
This was like 6 months ago. What did I do?
We'll talk about it over dinner.
Do you still forgive me? Am I forgiving?
Yeah, no, I really did forgive you.
Because
you know why? The first time we met, we had fun.
We did.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. It was at the Galore party.
Yes, mm-hmm. And we had so much fun that night. And I was like, yo, he's really freaking cool. Like, all the stuff that I used to hear, I was like, he's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so we hung out, and then we started talking.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we started talking. And I was like, oh, he's my friend.
Yeah, Wendy
and
called.
And then, no.
I'm dying. When you guys eventually go out to dinner, please call me afterwards and tell me what it is you did to her.
I promise you, I listen to gospel music and watch The Golden Girls. And then I get accused of shit. I'm like, what did I do?
He does watch The Golden Girls.
Okay, so after, I promise you. Okay, how about this? After this first meeting that we have, I'll come back and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay, promise?
Okay.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you about the movie Notorious B.I.G. So your story played a huge role in that. Did you have a lot of interaction with the, you know, with the executive producers and just the script writing, et cetera, et cetera? Did they involve you in that process? Or did you watch it like, okay, wow, I didn't know that happened, and I didn't know that happened, I didn't know that happened. Like, how involved were you in that?
Well,
people always want to know that.
I'm going to touch on this briefly because I think everybody already knows my answer to this, but I hated everything about that movie. I hated it, wasn't involved in it. I actually had to get my lawyers involved, in which I ended up getting a check from it,
mm-hmm.
and that was the only reason why, just whatever. But it was greenlit. It was shot without my permission. Everybody knows this already.
But how do you greenlight something that represents somebody that's alive?
That somebody's live likelihood.
How do you not? How do you even pick someone? Because I'm sorry, I wasn't.
That wasn't Natari.
I was not okay with that.
No, everybody wasn't okay with that.
No, but some people were like, "Why?" Oh, I'm like,
she's a great actress, but there's no likeness. She would no.
But again, if the person is iconic and you know to the culture and important to us, and it's still here, you can pick up the phone and call them. And if they say no, it's no.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would have never picked her ever. She has nothing in common with me. Nothing. Like we have nothing in common. No, seriously.
Yeah.
I've said it already, so I'm not gonna sit here and like act like I didn't say these things or whatever. But I've said it. She has nothing in common with me, and I don't like the way she's been disrespectful about it because I wasn't even like. Basically blaming her, but she did like a whole documentary coming at me, and I'm like, what the heck is this? I said like, okay, boo, you don't want this smoke, because at the end of the day, like, I really could really go there, but I've been letting her, because her thing is she wanted me to just be okay with it. But if I'm not okay with you playing me in the role, either you're gonna do it, because I can't tell you not to take a role and get your money, right? But don't say, oh, I love her and this, that, and the third, when you were like, well, I don't care what she thinks, I'm going to still do this movie. So basically, you're doing it without my stamp of approval, so you're doing it for a check. Mm-hmm. Or you're doing it to come up. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But don't make it seem like I'm hating on you because I want you to do it. I don't, listen, at the end of the day, all of that talk she did on the documentary, I felt it was very disrespectful.
Listen, I saw your Breakfast Club interview, and I ain't going to lie, I don't watch many things with popcorn. But that motherfucker, if you're ever looking for something, you ain't doing nothing, just pop it, pull it up. You must have went there frustrated saying, I'm not tolerating shit. Because you really don't. I feel like the flowers are not even enough to really give you what you deserve for me. And I just
it should be a check. I'd rather check. Okay.
But
you
know,
keep the flowers, I take the check. Well, no, I was just joking, but these are beautiful.
We need a check. No, but seriously, but you know, and I just feel like it's just too easy nowadays for people to be slick with the mouth or just not even with the mouth, behind the scenes shit too.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's like boo-boos. I'm going to tell you another reason why she was so upset, because for me, Tiana would have done
Taylor.
Yes, and she did a great job when she actually came out and paid homage and did the tribute to me. And everyone was like, Tiana did the best little Kim.
Was that the hip-hop? No, that was
the hip-hop honors.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, Tiana did the best. And I think she didn't like that she was forgotten about it. But for me, that was that she's closer to me. She's from New York. She has the accent. She has the, you know what I mean?
And she actually will invest in getting it right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was like, that's my sister. Mm-hmm. That's my sister. Mm-hmm. You know, I could really be disrespectful. Like, you know, don't act like
But that was my point of saying that if you go watch the Breakfast Club interview, because you're not one to go on social media and air out what you feel. You're not one to defend yourself when you have the right to do so.
That is very true. I've been quiet for a long time.
Why?
Yeah, you have.
Why?
Because sometimes no matter what you say, it don't matter. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't matter to people. They still gonna think how they wanna think. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So sometimes I'll be like, all right, whatever.
And you're kind of above it. You know what I'm saying? Like, your legacy and your iconic status deserves the respect where you don't even have to answer to certain things.
No, that's just my opinion.
Some shit though, I be wanting to be like, listen.
I know you as the person wants to check people and be like, yo, let me fucking tell you something. But
she don't have to respond, but she can sound off and check a bitch. Cause I feel like, again, I get a lot of criticism for sticking up for Cardi, but I'm not gonna watch her go through what I see other people have gone through. I don't know where other people was at. Mm-hmm. I know where I'm at, you know, and I'm gonna speak up and say my thing, because I know behind the scenes how much she has affection for you, how she has affection for different, you know, women in hip hop. And I just feel like, I remember Ladies Night, Dana, Angie Martinez, who was just in a car accident. You know, I remember that song and how iconic that song was. Like, you can't have watched that, you know, right?
No. Yeah, and piggybacking off of that, what was it like working with Young Miami for the joint you have on your
UOT Genesis? I love her. I love her. Like, she is just, to me, like, she reminds me of me in so many ways, and she's just real. She's just real. So I talked about us working together. It was done. It wasn't no, okay, well, that's cool. That's, it was like, when? What
no
you want?
Hollywood-ness.
Yeah, nothing. None of that. Just felt like I was with one of my homegirls.
Yeah,
the
but
hood.
A verse from you or a collaboration validates her, too. Mm-hmm. You know that. No, I'm no shade.
Yeah, just like, no, but.
I'm just talking about it.
But it also helps me, too, because I'm from a different. You know.
No.
Right. Well, but at the end of the day, what I'm saying is, it's good for both of us. How about that?
When you came out at Saweetie's, let me first tell you that I went to everything I could at Fashion Week except for Marc Jacobs because it was a smaller show this year. I went last year. But I will tell you, I went to all the shows that mm-hmm. I went to. That show that you performed at with Pretty Little Thing and Saweetie was the best, most energetic experience and had mm-hmm. the dopest people front row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a great show. And I loved us all together. Mm-hmm. I was like, we should take this on the road.
No, well, Ashanti didn't. She didn't.
No, leave my food alone. Nope, I'm not going
to
let you.
Ashanti did not need to follow you. There's no way. Are you crazy? You know, I told Jason, the owner.
I'm getting my belt on you.
Don't you ever bring Lil' Kim out and have anybody follow her, period. That's me. I'm sorry. That's just me.
I'm going to beat him.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
You can't. That's my boo. Oh, be nice.
Okay. Only because you told me to be.
Nah, that's my boo. I felt like we all was so good.
That was amazing.
Like, it was good. It was fun and it was sexy. That was like.
I had to remember to watch the clothes because you was performing. You know, you got moves that keep the internet talking too. You got your
you got your own dance.
I'm serious. I'm a fan, so I don't get to. Everybody we interview, I'm not a fan of. I do my job and I talk to people, but I'm a fan of yours. So to watch,
yeah, I love you.
Well, thank you. You still got to tell me why you.
Oh, she forgave you, Jason. We going to dinner.
Okay, so who do you like now?
Well, I listen to everybody.
You do?
Seriously.
She got Rich the Kid on her album.
Yes, I got. That's my babe. I love him. I listen to everybody. Of course, you know I love Cardi. Mm-hmm. That's my boo. But I listen to Meg Thee Stallion. I listen to DaBaby. Mm-hmm. I love music, period.
Mm-hmm. Period. Well, Cash Doll was recently here, and she, I thought, was amazing in explaining how she got it all fucked up with you.
Nah, that was some real
and how
shit.
You, but
that's
how you,
my bitch right
but how
there.
You stepped to her like a real woman and said, let's have a conversation. Mm-hmm. She said she felt so crazy and felt so bad. That where did that come from? Because... Just stepping right to it and just like, let's deal with it.
Yeah, because she was a woman about it. And so I was like, you know, it's like, you can't, for me, I'm not a fake bitch. That's just never going to be me. I don't care about for Instagram mm-hmm. or none of that shit. That's just never going to be me. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it. So if I feel some type of way, I'm going to say something. But what I liked is that she was so received.
When you use Zoom, every day is a little better. That's a pretty great thought if you think about it.
We're talking about Zoom Video Communications with the web's best-reviewed video conference service. It's used by millions to meet one-on-one or hundreds at a time.
That's pretty mind-boggling. Zoom Video Conferencing lets you connect face-to-face with anyone across town or across the world with flawless video, clear audio, and instant sharing of files, video, anything. And you can connect through any device, desktop, laptop, tablet, smartphone, conference room system. I could just keep going on.
Look, everyone, if you're not using Zoom Video Communications, the only question we have is why not?
Why not?
We'll make it super easy for you. Just visit Zoom online and set up a free account today. You can try the most affordable and most reliable video communication solution on the market.
So meet happy with Zoom.
Humble. Respectful and humble, yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? To me, that's not saying she not no sucker for that. Mm-hmm. She's a real bitch for that. Like, that's real. Everything was between us two. It was woman meets woman. Mm-hmm. And that's how it's supposed to be. And when somebody can say, yo, I did some bullshit or offer, that made me say to myself, she's worth having a relationship with mm-hmm. and doing something with. Because I like her music, too.
Well, the way you stepped to her made her go back and look at herself. She said it right here.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite things about Cash Doll in her interview when she talked about you was her sense of accountability. You know, and a lot of people think that like, you know, knocks you down a couple of notches, like you said. But it actually makes you a better version of a person.
Yeah, I don't... listen, when women do women shit, that's fucking boss queen shit. She get a crown. If I see her, I might just put a crown on her head when I see her next time.
Cause okay. Well, when I saw, I did go back and watch. I forgot. We had Lorianne Gibson here. She told me to go back and watch the Diddy documentary. What was
that?
Can't
Stop, Won't
Stop. Can't Stop, Won't Stop. Mm-hmm. I went and watched it.
Yeah.
There was, I love Lil Kim. Faith Evans is my favorite singer. There was a moment where y'all were walking towards each other. I said, okay, Kim's from Brooklyn. She got a raise or something. But yeah. but you guys handled it like real women.
Yeah, I mean, respect.
Is that just growth or is that
it's
just...
It's definitely growth, but it's respect. Because at one point, you got to look and be like, damn. This nigga love this bitch. And I'm pretty sure that's what she was saying to about me or like this, you know, in that form. And we have to respect that because we family. You know what I mean? If we weren't in the same family. And, you know, because there was a lot of other women around, too. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have to bring them in and embrace them because it wasn't real. You know what I mean? But her and I, it was real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think we both knew, you know.
Where did they dig Charlie Baltimore up on this new show that she's on?
Don't do that to Charlie.
Don't talk.
Next question. I'm Team Kim. I'll fuck it. Okay, I'm sorry.
Next question.
Leave her out of it.
Okay. So
I got a belt for him after this. Don't worry.
Oh, she gonna punch me on the way out.
I'm gonna
if her boyfriend don't get me first. Okay, look. Wait, is that your boyfriend?
That's my hubby.
Husband?
That's my baby.
I've been looking at the ring on this finger.
He got an expensive ass watch on to some. Oh, the Louis. Nope. Yeah, he got money. Y'all got money. Y'all look like money.
It's a promise.
Y'all look like money. Y'all actually, I was watching you through the window. You were being very like girlish and coy. Where is it? How he got this thug in here acting all nice and shit? I need to be interviewing him.
Yeah, you gotta get some good knowledge. And then you interview that man right there.
You know, you know, one thing I really enjoyed watching because, you know, I choose the reality TV that I watch, but I do really enjoy Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. And I thought you were totally gypped.
Thank you.
Like most of the audience did.
Give me my daggone ball.
I was so pissed when they voted you off. I was like, there's politics. This is bullshit. I'm not watching this show anymore because you were voted off and you were like, you were not just a fan favorite. You were killing it. You and Derek.
Oh my gosh. I would do, if they had like a
all-star kind of thing, they should have you back.
Oh my God. I would totally do it.
It was fun.
It's a lot of work.
It looks stressful, though.
It's stressful. Yeah. It's a lot of work, but, you know, you get paid to work. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing it.
I was just thinking, like, if they asked me to be on Dancing with the Stars, would I?
Because your ass is too fat.
Really? They love that. Really? Bruno said, what's his name? Lynn, he said I had the bionic booty.
Melissa could bring down. I think you could bring down the world with that ass. Because every man, and every woman that comes in here goes.
Oh my God!
But you want to know what they?
And they were like that when she was first. They would go crazy. Huh?
Yes. But you know what they'd probably try and get me to do? What? They'd probably be like, okay, well, let's have like some kind of like, you know, hip hop twerking kind of dance. And I would fail miserably. Okay. This is just an ornament on my back. I can't do anything with it. I could throw it back a little bit, you know, but twerking, I need a lesson. I don't know. Meg the Sound, somebody come and help me.
The other reality show was Girls Trip on VH1, which I was surprised they were able to get you on a reality show because I know that, you know, I'm on Love and Hip Hop and everybody's been trying to get you Love and Hip Hop. And the word is very clear.
No.
Fuck no. I'm like, right?
Yeah, now, it's so true.
Because I do think that, like, well, when you did Girls Trip, I was a little offended I wasn't invited. I know B. Simone. No, I figured it out, though. I know B. Simone. Mm-hmm. Girls Crew. When I say Girls Trip, Tiffany Haddish, me and her have to talk later.
Oh,
Girls
yeah.
Cruise. Sorry.
Can you imagine? You.
No, wait, no. I wanted to go. I wanted to go on the boat. But because I know B. Simone and V from Wild and Out. Uh-huh. I know Kim. I know Char, but I realize, one, I don't have abs to go to the wherever y'all went,
Barbados
y'all went,
and Trinidad.
Yeah. I didn't have the abs.
But she was also an executive producer. Let's give her her.
Which means that she intentionally didn't hire me. But it was a fun, you know, y'all were mean to poor Maya. They were mean to Maya.
No, see, and that's what we hated. See, what you don't know that's editing. Now, let me tell you something. I had been involved in the editing, but I had a show in Bermuda, and I had to be in Bermuda for 4 days. Mm-hmm. And it just so happened
slid that shit in there.
Yes, but it wasn't even like that. Like, the whole time I was quiet. Uh-huh. The only reason why I got upset is because she, you know, she, and that's my sis, because mm-hmm. we all talked about this, but, you know, she wouldn't admit the real mm-hmm. of what she did, mm-hmm. and she tried to throw me in it. Like, Kim knew the plan, but you guys don't never hear her say that. Mm-hmm. You don't hear her say, Kim knew the plan. Mm-hmm. Kim knew I was going to, I was like, wait a minute, what? First of all, I'm eating. I eat my salad. Like, what? Kim knew the plan? What are you talking about?
Right.
Because the whole time I was quiet. But you know that it's TV show is what? Yeah, an hour? Yeah. It's an hour. Yeah. Like, you can't cram 18 hours of film into an hour. Mm-hmm. So you got to do it your way. Mm-hmm. And that one day, me and my best friend Tiffany, we were so upset because we know what actually happened. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if they would have heard my say that, then they would not have, they would have understand mm-hmm. why I reacted. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, reality TV is reality TV, but that's still your life. Yeah, people really believe that this is what. And I'm like, we didn't even care. We weren't even upset about it. She was the one that was very serious about it. Because, you know, some people, when they make mistakes, they freeze up and they don't know how to laugh at themselves. Mm-hmm. Maya is one of those people. Mm-hmm. And I love her. But we try to, what we do as her sisters is we try to get her to loosen up and laugh at herself a lot more.
I was surprised she was even on the show. She is one of the most introverted, like.
Listen, I was at Mark. I was at Mark.
She, no, she's. Yeah, she's I love my. We've done a movie
but
together.
I was watching like, it, hoping Chili would finally open up. I was just like, every episode, I'm like, will Chili take the drink?
If you want,
will she go down the slide?
If you want to see Chili open up, you got to get her back on a show with Floyd. But look, what I was going to say was at Marc Jacobs, not wedding, but the, what's it called? Not the repasses when you die. What's it called after the wedding you go to
the reception.
Party? The reception.
The repass.
Oh, Christ.
You were there with Tiffany. No, but Maya was there too. And I don't think I've ever heard her speak.
She's quiet.
She is. I mean, you know, that's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like, even when that happened, we were like, it's okay if you forgot her name. It's not that serious.
Yeah.
We were laughing.
Yeah.
She wasn't. So we were like, uh-oh, wait a minute. What's wrong? Why isn't she laughing at this?
I know one of those.
And they, you don't really see it like that mm-hmm. on TV.
They dragged it.
They dragged it.
Like,
one time I wasn't there, they dragged it. And I'm like, what are we doing here? I mean, a lot of people got chewed.
No, I because they were dragging. During one of the commercials, I hit Char. I'm like, what is going on with this? What did y'all do to this girl? But no, it was good to see you because I know your fans, anytime we post you, go crazy.
Yeah, they do.
Like, they want more of you. And so it was great that you did that show. I know you got mad you and Wendy fell out, right? Where are you guys at?
I wouldn't say we fell out.
Well, Andy Cohen almost fucked it up for me to get an interview.
Yeah, but you know, that's the thing. I thought he was my boy. And I'm like, Andy, like, my thing is this. He wanted me on the show to be messy. You know, I'm not a messy person.
Yeah.
And I'm promoting my album. Why am I going to go on his show and talk about somebody else? Mm. That's supposed to be quote unquote somebody I don't get along with or anybody. Like, what am I going to do that for? For what?
Right.
It's about me. I'm that bitch. You know?
I heard that.
So I don't know. I don't.
Wait, then you went and posted. That's where you went off on Instagram and said, I am canceling everything. And you had us all sending text
messages. I canceled everything.
You did.
But see, I canceled Wendy because she went on her show one day and she said, oh, Kim's coming in, this, that, and the third. And then she was like, listen to this, guys. She was like, she told her publicist that I can ask her anything that I want. I'm like, no, Wendy, that's a bold-faced lie. Why would I tell you? You could ask me anything you want. I would never tell you that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm like, who told her this? 'Cause, mm-hmm. Or did she make this up? I don't know. But I would never say that. Mm-hmm. There are some things that we're not going to talk about. Mm-hmm. Because the idea of me being on your show is to get into Kim, mm-hmm. not them. Mm-hmm. I don't care who they are. Mm-hmm. I don't care what's going on in somebody mm-hmm. else's life. I'm not going to be messy. That's not what I do.
Well, it's not who you are.
Yeah.
So you guys are good now. So next weekend when
I thought we were always good. Okay. And then when she did that, I'm like, Wendy, what? Why you gotta go and mess it up?
Well, I told her I'm coming to New York next week. Maybe Friday, if you're around, we can go to dinner. Tal, you can tell me what I did wrong. You guys can have a love fest. I'll tell her I said, I'm interviewing Kim today. Too bad you didn't get a chance to do it. I love Wendy.
I just knew that me and you have this love connection.
She's been in LA for 4 days. I've barely seen her right now.
But she forgave you, Jason.
And B. Simone,
thank you.
B. Simone coming.
That's my boy.
B. Simone coming town. B. Simone coming town. She gonna get Lil' Kim any day, night, whatever. Everybody loves B. Simone. Isn't
That's
she amazing?
My she's oh my gosh, hilarious. She's so funny.
She's a nice person.
She's a really nice person. She's so freaking funny. Let me tell you what she did. Like, so we were wrapping the show. I think we were doing a photo shoot for the show and a video promo, whatever. And we were in Miami, and you know, I'd say I'm taking everybody out to dinner, you know, and I'm so used to doing that. I always take care of my family. So it's time to pay the bill, and I'm getting out my credit card, whatever I do. And then he comes up and says, oh, everything's paid for. I'm like,
who else in here got this kind of fucking money?
And it was like 20 of us.
Yeah.
So damn. I'm like, okay, who paid
the bill?
Yeah. And so I'm like, who? And Simone goes,
oh.
I said, oh. I
that's
love
what that wilding out money looks like?
Okay.
No, but no, she's touring. The girl's working. I call her and I say,
is she single?
You're making me.
Jesus Christ.
Well, she trying to fuck the baby. She ain't worried about you.
Yeah, she's in love with him.
She FaceTimed me in the bed with a cardboard cutout of a man.
Yeah, that's just so funny.
No, she's sick on a different level, but I love her.
Yeah, she's focused.
But she's working.
But it was funny, though, because I said, so when you disappeared, what was you doing back there? She said I was giving the owner some head.
That's funny.
And like you.
I like her.
She said I had to pay for it somehow.
She is single,
no.
Right?
And like you, uh-huh. She wasn't doing that.
No, of course not.
I've been trying to give this one away for 3 years.
Kim, he tries to broker my vagina. Every time there is a male guest sitting right here, it's just like, so, Melissa's single. So, Melissa is.
I tried to hook with Dave East and she said no, and then he broke up with his girl the next day, and it's like, see, you had the advantage.
You needed a crystal ball at that point to let me know that was gonna happen.
Dave East is fine as hell.
He's gonna be here next week.
Who? Where?
In town.
How you know?
Huh?
See, you fucking around. Anyway, back to Kim.
Wait a minute, T. Hold on now.
So
Davies is gonna be in town.
So if you
now, huh? What? No.
So if you and your husband, who's here now, if y'all aren't officially married, how do we get credentials to the actual wedding? He looked at me like, shut the hell up.
Slap this.
It's good to see you. Like, you're like, I don't know.
I'm very
like,
happy.
She's happy.
It's a glow.
Very happy. Radiating
it's everything,
off of
you know? That's just my relationship. This is a promise. We have a promise. We don't know when the wedding or if we're, you know, we're just living right now. We're happy and he makes me happy and he's so fucking handsome.
But how does one step to Lil' Kim? Like, he has to come with like a lot of confidence.
Look at him.
That's a good story.
He's
how
swaggy.
Do you step to Lil' Kim?
Did he only slide in your DMs?
Only a man can do that, honey. Only a real confident man that know what he want and know what he's doing can do that. And
So do people just do? Is there anybody that just calls you Kimberly? Like, no, because I mean, like, I don't.
Yeah,
call Kimberly.
Everybody. A lot of people call me Kimberly. My mom has always called me Kim B since I was a baby. Like, mm-hmm. Kim B, come here. Hey, Kim B. Like, it was always Kim B. So it's funny that I'm the Queen B because she's always called me Kim B. So some people call me Kimberly. Some people call me Denise.
I'm gonna ask you something sad. Just putting it up there. Okay, because it was sad for me. Hmm. The mother, Quincy's mother.
Mm. Kim. Kim Porter.
Kim.
How did that affect you? Because she's one of the nicest, sweetest, caring people. You guys are very similar, but just nicest people. How did that affect you?
I was stuck. And I was on the phone with Misa. And she was like, Kim, Christian's on the plane. And he's not no. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh like, my so God. We all... all on like these, we all on the phone. I was on the phone with Misa all day, like from the moment it happened, and we're all just like waiting. We didn't want to like hang out with each other because we knew Christian was in the air, and he didn't know, and he's definitely. You think he's looks just like Diddy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
he was a mama's boy.
No, like that was Kim's baby. That was his baby. His mother was his baby, basically. Mm-hmm. You know. So it's like,
but what I was amazed at through that whole experience. Well, one, I love how you all pulled together.
Yeah.
Because I remember
I jumped on the plane. I had a show and everything.
I remember you were here. Everybody was at the house. You guys came together as a family. One, made sure the girls were good. Made sure the boys were good.
Yeah.
Who was making sure Puffy was good? Because it was really, you know, Puffy's always looked like this pillar of strength mm-hmm. for whether it's the brand or Facts. Andre mm-hmm. Harrell or this or that or you guys. Mm-hmm. But like, he looked like he was really going through it. Huh.
Yeah. I was there and I could tell you this. The way you do that is be there for him. And you have to let him go through whatever he's going to go through, but let him know it doesn't affect you, it doesn't phase you, that you're still going to be there. Because mm-hmm. Puffy, you know, he deals with things in his way. But he is a loving family person, though. You know, when he sees us, it makes his, it does something mm-hmm. for him. Mm-hmm. So I felt like being there was the best thing, you know, we could all do. But, yeah, of course you can tell he's hurting. He's hurting. Mm-hmm. Even now, yeah. still, you can tell.
Yeah.
But he's just, you know, he does so much for us in so many ways that all I could do is just bawl. Like, I was just bawling the whole time for him, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I always checked up on him. Always, always. And he was responsive, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. He wasn't not responsive. He was very responsive. And that's how you can tell that he wanted to make sure his family was mm-hmm. there and connection.
So who's there for you when you need somebody?
My friends, my family. I mean, when I just recently lost my dad. Halloween. I buried this Halloween.
This past Wait, Halloween? Yes. Like last yes. week?
You did post. Yes. You did the post. We put it on Hollywood mm-hmm. Unlocked yes. where I think you were with Trina.
Yeah, because Trina yeah. just lost her mom.
Right.
We had Trina here
yeah.
right before yeah. she lost her mom.
Okay, yeah. So the day that Trina... That picture, that day, which was a week and a half. Well, that was
just the other day. That was like a week ago.
Yeah, it was a week ago. Yeah, a week and something, whatever. That was the day my dad passed away. And I was on the plane. We were all on a plane, me, my baby, and family.
To Miami for a rap caviar.
To Miami. And it happened while I was on the plane. So my family's trying to reach me. No one can reach me. So my godmom was the first person to reach me once we land. And she didn't even tell me because she couldn't. She said, call your mom. Mm. And I don't know. It was something in that voice. I was like... God,
did you feel? You felt it?
I felt something. I don't know, but I felt it was very, very, very deep. Mm-hmm. And you know, my baby was with me, and so they told me when I was in the car, and I had to do a show that same night. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what do I say? And mm-hmm. then one of the first people I ran into was Trina. Mm-hmm. First people I saw, and it was like her and I. We, you know, we had an estranged relationship, and I feel like God mm-hmm. had our parents bring us
like, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
together and heal our friendship, maybe because he felt like we needed each other or we need each other, because it's nothing like losing a parent mm-hmm. yeah. except for losing a child, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. And so I had to deal with that, and, you know, my baby was there the whole time. He never left my side, and he got me this necklace. This is my dad.
Baby got money.
You and your dad had a very tumultuous relationship when you were.
Looks really nice.
Now, yeah, it's Let me see. Beautiful. Let me see. When it's like,
oh, that's really nice. You and your dad had like a tumultuous relationship when you guys were growing up. Like, how was it as you know, how did it change as you became an adult and
because
up until his, you know, passing?
Yeah, because I was a daddy's girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you turn 14.
Oh, girl, got, I know.
Daddy's girl. Like, yeah. I'm a daddy's girl, right? Just not yours.
and I feel like kids that grow up in New York are different than the kids that grow up
yeah.
in New
Yeah, they are.
Like, it's
yeah.
like you hit them real streets. Bruh. Like, it's yes. rough.
You outside for real in them streets.
Right.
So, yeah. And then, you know, I went through that moment where I just was rebellious to my dad. And then. We didn't speak for a long time as I became more famous and more famous and more famous. And then, you know, maybe I want to say like maybe 7 years ago, he became sick, but he wasn't like too sick where he couldn't move around and mm-hmm. anything like that. But, you know, him and his wife was estranged. She tried to poison him.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. And so he got sick from that, and then he ended up having to live mm-hmm. with me. And then when he was living with me, I had to, like, take care of him for 4 or 5 years.
Oh, wow.
But then he became really, really sick. And then the fifth year that I couldn't take care of him anymore because I had gotten pregnant. Mm. And it's very hard to take care of a baby and a elderly person who needs health care.
And constant, like, support.
I couldn't mm-hmm. do it mm-hmm. anymore. I couldn't do it. It was like I got this big belly, and I'm trying to, like, I got to get my dad medicine. I was doing all this stuff. And then I got my family, my brother, my father, and my nephew. All the boys ended up living together in the house. Mm. And so my father was there for years. And then you know. So.
Well, you recently just won an award at the BET Hip Hop Awards, mm-hmm. right?
And yeah.
You
dedicated, I am hip hop.
You dedicated that to mm-hmm. your daughter, and I mean, you gave a really good a homage to your daughter. How did she change your life?
I'm obsessed with her, and I think to a fault sometimes, like. Like I won't even send her to school because these schools are too dangerous. Mm-hmm. So she's homeschooled, and my mom thinks like, "You're doing yourself a disservice. You know, you need to break. Let her go to school." But I'm like, "Mom, I'm on the road constantly. You know what I mean? I want to make sure my baby's good at all times." And
people know who she is.
Yeah, exactly. And so I don't really trust these schools with all this stuff happening in the schools. Why should I? Mm-hmm. You know? But I'm so obsessed with her that way.
Did you raise her with the support of a nanny though?
Yes, she had.
Cardi refused to get a nanny.
Yeah, but see, I did everything, and when I say nanny, I didn't have a full time nanny. Uh-huh. I only had a nanny that I can call when I had to
do freeze stuff. Out.
Yeah, but for the most part,
why not
I
have
was
a nanny. Myself. Like y'all, I mean,
no, because do you see these nannies these days yeah. with these babies?
I can't. On the cameras,
fuck around and catch a
yeah.
case.
Are you kidding me?
Fuck around and catch a case.
For real, that's a fact. Yeah. Somebody's dying.
Okay, so you're dating a good-looking guy. He's walking down the street. These hoes out here, they all trying to come up. Somebody try to holler at him. You're not catching no cases. We can't.
No, we got this.
Y'all good?
We got this.
Okay, so last thing I get. Well, one of the last things. Please don't kill me. Ladies' Night Anthem. It was only happened one time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we could ever have another?
Oh God, here we go.
No, I'm not gonna. I ain't gonna
go
too
like
far.
Can you be like the DJ Khaled?
No,
okay. New one.
No, let me tell you why I had to ask the question.
Producer.
I just had Cash Doll. We had Saweetie. We've mm-hmm. had
Remy.
Mm-hmm.
And I come from
Trina.
I come from what was Brandy? I Want to Be Down.
Mm-hmm.
Yo Light, Dana, mm-hmm. Ladies Night. You know, I come from. I want to hear good, real good music. Do you think that's possible anymore to have another experience like that?
I think anything's possible.
You should executive produce that. Let me get 10% of the publishing. I can handle the marketing.
No, my baby get all that percentage. He got all that already mapped out. He's the manager.
Okay, because you were E1 now, right?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, so is that like an independent situation?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go on record to say that if there is another Ladies' Night Anthem and you're not a part of it, I'm not listening. no, I'm serious. Mm-hmm. And I've been very vocal here that Hot Girl Summer was a missed opportunity in terms of the remix. Lil' Kim,
mm-hmm.
Meg Thee Stallion, mm-hmm. Cardi B, and Remy. And maybe the City Girls on the side. And throw Trina in there, maybe. I don't know. You know, I just want to... I need one of you to just say, I'm an executive, I'm a boss... I do this shit for real. Y'all Instagrammers, hold on. Put it together. Let us all enjoy it for years to come. And then just give me 10%.
The women empowerment movement needs it. There needs to be an anthem.
Anything can happen. I'm with it. I'm with whatever.
For our version
girls,
of We Are the World.
Well, and you know, and then JT just came home.
Yeah,
so the City Girls is officially, you know, it'd be a movie.
It would be a movie.
Shout out to JT.
So you'll put that together and let us know. We appreciate you coming up here. I wish we could have got you right when 9 dropped, but we know Andy fucked that up.
Yeah.
And
blame him and Wendy.
And next week when I'm in New York, I'll text you. You probably won't text me back, but Wendy, you know, we could all go to Tao or something. We could do Solji. Come on, I'll call somebody. I like how she laughs through my questions. All right. Last question. Just what's the biggest misperception, do you think?
It's
you're not a hater.
Never. I don't have a jealous bone in my body.
I was about to say you're not jealous.
No.
You're not mean. You're very nice. Mm-hmm. You're very private. The people that do get to know you.
But I have recently been letting people in because, mm-hmm. you know, it's sometimes, I think sometimes when people don't know you, you need to kind of help them get to know you in life a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
do another reality show. You and your boo, you know, booed up, you know, doing your little independent thing and out here killing it on boats and stuff, you know? I mean, the way you're looking at him, we should just all leave. Fuck it. I mean, let's just end the show. Should we just end the show? Fuck it. You know?
They have the googly eyes, the hard eye emoji going on right now. That is very much what's happening.
That's what's up.
And you know, and there's so many things. The hip hop honors with you, Missy, like Queen, like that was just such the perfect year, wasn't it?
That was awesome.
I'm so mad I didn't go.
That was so dope. Yeah. You were supposed to come?
I'll be trying to go, but people be playing with me.
Oh, shit.
People be playing with me. We're going to end the conversation. But you can come back here anytime you want.
Oh, I am, because we have lots to talk about.
Yeah, right? I still have to know why you were mad at me. Wendy, I'll find out why she, well, I already know why she's mad at you.
Right.
All right, well, we love you here.
Yes.
I love you.
And we appreciate you.
Yes, thank you for coming, lovely. All right,
we out of here now. All peace.
Right. Bye, everybody.
I don't get to take my flowers.
Yes, you can keep your flowers.
Welcome one, welcome all. Welcome you do yours and marchers to the beat of any drum. At Starbucks, we know that wellness has a lot more to do with finding your unique journey than following the latest trends. That's why we have something for every taste, every craving, every mood, and every you. Like our new coconut milk latte and almond milk honey flat white. Because no two journeys are the same. And what makes it right is that it's yours.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.